This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. The External Affairs Ministry today stressed that India and the US remain interested in a mutually beneficial trade deal between two complementary economies and look forward to concluding it. Briefing reporters in New Delhi, Mr. Jaiswal said the two sides have held multiple rounds of negotiation to arrive at a balanced and mutually beneficial trade agreement.
India and the United States were committed to negotiating a bilateral trade agreement with the US as far back as 13th of February last year. Since then, two sides have held multiple rounds of negotiations to arrive at a balanced and mutually beneficial trade agreement. On several occasions, we have been close to a deal. We remain interested in a mutually beneficial trade deal between two complementary economies and look forward to concluding it.
Replying to a query on announcement made by the United States to withdraw from various international organizations and bodies of the United Nations, Mr. Jaiswal said, India stands for multilateralism and believes that global issues need consultative and collaborative action by all countries. On the bill in US Congress proposing high tariffs on countries buying Russian oil, the spokesperson said that New Delhi is closely following the developments. He stated that India's position on the larger question of energy sourcing is well known. In this endeavour, India is guided by the evolving dynamics of the global market and by the imperative to secure affordable energy from diverse sources to meet the energy security needs of its 1.4 billion people. Union Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav today highlighted that Prasar Bharati's Waves platform has received widespread global appreciation and has facilitated international business worth 5,000 crore rupees. Mr. Vaishnav said this during the launch of a new platform, Creators Corner on DD News, to empower content creators. He said the new initiative of Prasar Bharati aims to showcase and promote creative content. The minister said that the government has set a target to connect 1 crore youth to the creators economy. The BJP today hit out at Congress in connection with the fund of advertisement given to National Herald newspaper by the Congress government in Karnataka and Himachal Pradesh. Addressing media in New Delhi, BJP spokesperson Pradeep Bhandari alleged that the governments in Karnataka and Himachal Pradesh are wasting the money of the taxpayers to fund the private newspaper of party leaders Rahul Gandhi and Sonia Gandhi, despite the circulation of this newspaper has been closed since 2008. He said during 2023-24, the newspaper, which is now shut down, was given 1.9 crore rupees by the Karnataka government for advertisement, while in 2024-25, out of 1.42 crore rupees of advertising budget, around 69% was given to it. He said the Himachal Pradesh government has given 97 lakh rupees to this newspaper. In Chhattisgarh, as many as 63 Maoists surrendered in Dantewada district today. Of these, 36 Maoists were carrying a total reward of 1 crore 19 lakh 50,000 rupees. The Maoists surrendered before the superintendent of police, Gaurav Rai. Union Minister of State of Youth Affairs and Sports, Raksha Khatse, said that Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue 2026 will provide a platform for the youth of the country to connect their ideas with the vision of Viksit Bharat by 2047. In an exclusive interview with Akashvani News, the minister said that for the first time, young leaders from various countries have been invited through Know India program, who will spread the message of Viksit Bharat by 2047 at the global stage. The interview will be broadcast in our Surkhio Mein program today at 7:10 p.m. on 100.1 Akashvani FM Gold Channel and additional frequencies. It will also simultaneously live stream on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official, and on mobile app, News on AIR. Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei accused protesters of acting on behalf of US President Donald Trump, saying Reuters were attacking public property. In a televised address today, Khamenei said a united Iranian people would defeat all enemies and urged the US President to focus on the problems of his own country. And that is the end of this news bulletin.